On the evening of October 14th, Indigenous Peoples Day, a large crowd gathers at the Sitka campus of the University of Alaska Southeast. The event draws a diverse group, Native and non-Native, young and old, longtime local residents and seasonal workers. The organizers have lined up a full slate of activities, speeches, dancing, and workshops. But first, a potluck dinner. Sonia Smith is having her meal on a couch in the lobby. A formline artist originally from Cake, she says she's attending this event with a dose of skepticism.
See if people actually are serious about what it means versus just kind of being here. And also to see if there's any kind of historical context. That's always important to me. And the accuracy of history.
Smith says past Indigenous Peoples Day events have not always met those standards. Looking toward the future, she'd like to see Native groups sponsor events like this one, and she adds decolonization should begin with dinner.
To have our menus right at the top of the list, the name of our tribe means people of the tides. So a lot of our subsistence way of life comes from seafoods, beach foods. So I personally would like to see more of that.
Nearby, Harry Bradley is waiting in line for the potluck meal. He said he came out tonight to support and recognize the full history of Native culture in Southeast. And looking ahead to Alaska Day, Bradley says he'd like to see a more honest historical reckoning.
Well, I do think that part of that needs to be acknowledging that, you know, Alaska was sold out from under the Natives without them even knowing what the heck was going on when they raised the American flag here.
There is a group that has been trying to do just that in recent years. They gather below Castle Hill during the reenactment of the flag transfer to honor Native presence and resistance in Southeast. It's part of a growing effort to recast the celebration as Reconciliation Day. Bradley says he's attended that event in the past and plans to go again this year.
I think that what they're doing right now with the ceremony below the Castle Hill really sends a message. And I think that should continue so they won't forget like what really happened here.
As the main event gets underway, most people drift upstairs to hear the first speakers. But Evangeline Howard lingers downstairs to finish eating with her sister, her daughter, and a few of her grandchildren. For Howard, that idea of remembering and acknowledging what really happened here is personal. It includes, among other events,
the bombardment that happened in Angoon, you know. We need to not celebrate it, but recognize it more and more, the younger generation.
In October of 1882, the U.S. Navy destroyed most of the village of Angoon. It was not the only time they shelled a Tlingit village. Howard says she remembers hearing the story from the elders when she was still a child.
It brought the ones of my generation, you know, to tears to hear what happened from the elders that were children at the time, you know, like my father and his father was there, you know.
Howard brings up another more recent example, the racism her husband had to deal with when he was a child attending school on Prince of Wales Island.
They had to eat in the bathroom, the Native kids. See, my husband's now an elder. He still reflects back on that and how much it hurt and never wanting that to happen to his children. Or grandchildren, or great-grandchildren.
Upstairs, the Xitkaquan Nakahidi dancers are performing an invitational dance that belongs to the Huknachadi clan. Soon, most of the audience joins in, following the instructions to imitate a raven by holding their arms out to each side and walking with a limp. The evening continues with more speeches, the screening of a video, and conversational prompts all aimed at helping people understand the process of colonization and to begin imagining what undoing those damages might look like. When it's over, Evangeline Howard says a highlight of the night was watching her grandson perform with the Xitkaquan dancers.
I love watching him dance it. I love it. I just feel it and feel the pride that I have for him doing it. And they tell me, feel your ancestors when you're dancing. You'll feel it when you're really concentrating on what you're doing.
As she gathers her family, Howard adds that she would like her children and her grandchildren to take this lesson to heart. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ari Snyder.